This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. During the winter, the Juno Audubon Society takes time out to help us appreciate the variety of birds and wildlife that we can see year-round here in Juno with a series of monthly lectures. This month's presenter is here with us today. Welcome photographer Helen Unruh. Hello, Helen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And here with us also is Brenda Wright, the program manager for Juno Audubon Society. Hi again, Brenda.
Hi, good to see you again.
It's good to have you both here today. Helen, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
My name is Helen Unruh. I live here in Juno and have lived in Southeast Alaska for many years.
Tell me a little about, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say birding. Brenda has kind of, she does bird walks every once in a while, and we go out and just enjoy seeing what we can see.
Tell me a little about how you became a photographer.
My parents gave me a camera when I was in like fifth grade, I don't know. And I've been taking pictures since then.
What makes birds an interesting subject for you?
Oh, they're very challenging because you have to get relatively close to get a nice picture. And they're just gorgeous. They're beautiful and quirky and just fun to try to capture.
Do you have a particular bird that you like to chase down?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. It's like whichever bird I happen to think of at the moment, that's the one that's most interesting. Each one of them has a different personality and a different look, and they're just fun to try to see them. And if I'm lucky, I get one on camera, you know.
What kind of camera or cameras do you like to work with?
I just have a Nikon 7500, and I only have a 70 to 300 millimeter lens. So I have to get relatively close to get good pictures.
What do you do with your photographs? Do you display them anywhere around town or at home or put them on your computer?
No, they're just personal challenges, I guess. I do post a few on my Facebook page, but that's about it.
She's very generous at loaning them to us for when we have projects or posters, though, that's for sure.
Brenda, what are some of your favorite photographs of Helen's?
Oh my gosh, you know, she's so persistent. She'll go back to the same place over and over because she saw a great bird, but it wouldn't get close enough. Or it flew off just as she was about to get it, you know. So the style of watching the birds actually doing their normal everyday things, she captures that so well.
The talk on Thursday is called Stater Harbor, Mostly Birds. Is there any meaning there apart from the subject and the geographic location?
Well, Stater Harbor is just a fantastic place to see all different kinds of birds. And I put mostly birds because there are also some other interesting things like the jellyfish and sea lions and harbor seals. So there are a few other things as well. But definitely, if you're a birder, there are lots of birds and they pass through as they're migrating. So we get to see them. Unfortunately, we see them in their winter plumage. It'd be great to see them in their breeding plumage, but you know, we take what we can get. So,
what is it about? Birder, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking if you like birds, it's a great place to see a variety of them.
Yeah, well, what makes it such a hot spot for birds?
Oh, probably because it's rather protected, and it appears that they're getting plenty of food. I would imagine just the protection. They kind of hang out there in the wintertime, some of them. When they're passing through, they stop there.
I really, one of the things I really like is that because there's so much movement and people interaction all the time there, the birds are not really afraid. And so you can get much, much closer to them than you could to a normal wild bird. Sometimes they'll pop up right next to your toes when you're on the dock.
I was just going to ask, where in the harbor is the best place to kind of post up and wait for a bird?
I don't know if there's a best place. You just walk out on the floats and hope one shows up. Sometimes they're right there as you, if you've been to the harbor, walking along the edge, sometimes you see them right there, and other times you have to walk out to the breakwater. You just never know where they're going to pop up. Like Brenda said, they might be right under your toes.
So what kinds of birds like to hang out there?
Oh, right now some fun ones are the long-tailed duck, which is has a very striking coloration on the male. There are several loons. We've seen up to 9 in a group. They're always fun to watch. And of course, we have the usual eagles, crows. Let's see what else is. Trying to think what I just saw recently. Of course, the glaucus wing, and people are also seeing just the regular glaucus, which we tried to find, and it's hard to tell the difference between the two. Marbled murrelets, they're fun. They just little stocky little birds that pop up and down. So those are a few of them.
What kind of bird would you be lucky to spot there?
Well, for me, I think the loons and the long-tailed ducks, I don't see them on a regular basis. My last picture of a loon was in 2018, so it's been a couple years since I've seen one out there. The long-tailed ducks, they're a little more skittish. They kind of hang out towards the outside. And I don't see them as frequently as some of the others either. So they're probably... Brenda,
what Advantage Helen has given me is that she tells me that there's a bird I've been looking for 5 years, you know, a redneck grebe, and she says, oh yeah, there's 3 of them.
I was told that we were looking at some loons the other day. I went on a dock walk a couple days after Thanksgiving, and they were in the channel. I forget what kind of loons they were, but we looked at them through the binoculars, and they looked like loons to me. So that's where I saw some just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we often see them. I mean, even at Auk Rec, you see them, but they're usually way out, and you kind of see the silhouette, and it's definitely a loon by its shape. So it's nice to see them in the harbor where you can actually get a closer look at them.
Yeah, we certainly didn't get any pictures, just mental pictures. So what will you be presenting in your talk, Helen?
Well, just as the title said, and I mentioned a few of the other critters that show up at the harbor, and then I'm just going to show a few of the birds that I've observed there right now. Unless I add some more, I keep editing my list. I have about 20 or so birds that I've seen there regularly.
That's great. Brenda, can you share with us the details of Thursday's talk? I know it's at 7, it's via Zoom. How do we access it?
Well, you can go onto our Facebook page and or our webpage, Juneau Audubon Society, and get the Zoom link right there. And hopefully that works well for you. It's been working pretty well this winter for us. And when she says 20 birds, you know, in the wintertime, I go on a lot of bird walks, and I feel really like I can't go home until I find 10. So to find that many in one place is just makes it more fun. And I think this winter, for some reason, we have a few more loons close to shore, because I think we got some herring hanging with us a little bit, and they sure like their fish.
Also, Brenda, I noticed that the Christmas bird count is coming up. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, and you know, this is another year like last year, where we normally would get together and assign routes and go with each other and then have a really nice potluck while we tally up all the things. But because of COVID, the coordinator, Patty Rose, has got a bunch of routes, and she's assigning those, and you can only go with a person inside your bubble if you're doing that. But we really appreciate people that have special birds in their yards. Like there's some folks that have a couple of flickers in North Douglas, and maybe a towhee, a spotted towhee in the valley. If they could tell us that, put in an e-bird, or just call and tell any of us about it, then we could put it on our Christmas bird list, because we want to be Ketchikan. They always beat us.
All right, Juno. All right, listeners. I hope you're up to the challenge. that gives people a little bit more incentive, I suppose, to count those birds and to report them. Any special instructions on how to do that, Brenda?
No, for folks that aren't acquainted with eBird, they can contact any of us on the board and we'll help them out. And people that don't do computers much, it's perfectly okay for you to look out your window and count your feeder birds and then let us know. We'll be happy to report it for you.
That's great. And how can we get in touch with you?
Well, we're at the Juno Audubon webpage. There's an email called info, or you can email any of the board members.
That's great. Well, Brenda Wright and Helen Unruh, thank you so much for coming on today and talking birds. And again, Helen's talk is this Thursday, 7 o'clock via Zoom. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share before we sign off today?
Oh, one just little brief thing. Since we've been having such a lovely winter so far, our January program is going to be Birds in Bahama.
That sounds like we're ready to be transported into the tropics.
Warm sunshine sounds good.
Helen, how about you? Anything else? You get the last word today.
No, we just look forward to seeing everyone, and thank you for having us on today.
Thank you so much for being here. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.